I feel like Scrooge waking up on Christmas morning. Recently, I attended the Squamish Senior Center Society Christmas dinner. The meal had all the basics, turkey and stuffing, mashed potatoes and gravy, cranberry sauce and the crackers with the paper hats with silly jokes inside. The mayor was there to hand out the prizes from gift draw of donations from the local tradesfolk, but the highlight was the performance by the students from a local children's dance studio. The little ones, kindergarten age, were first. One little girl who pouted, desperately trying not to cry, was, after a couple of times on stage, seen smiling. Some stood still, petrified, overwhelmed by being on display. They'll shine in other ways, as the natural performers twirled in the spotlight. Teachers encouraged from the sidelines. The tap dancers clicked in sparkling shoes. Older students did a hat and cane routine, and the ballet dancers did a graceful turn. The troupe took bows to deserving applause. By then, tears were streaming. This event was far more exciting than any rock show. I remember, as a child, singing in a choir for the seniors and participating in school Christmas concerts. And here I am now, a senior in the audience, realizing how life-affirming and significant these seemingly simple occasions are. But the pièce de résistance was when the 55 senior center line dancers took the stage. There were the serious grimacers, the hesitant ones, the beamers, and the natural performers glorifying in the moment, and the teacher cheering everyone on. All performances were perfect. I urge everyone, go to a Christmas concert. It's heartwarming and healthy. Cleans the tear ducts too. God bless us, everyone. Melody Wales, Squamish.